This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene. Well, it is the first Friday of the month, which means later this morning we'll get a fresh picture of the nation's job market. Now, overall, there have been some positive signs in the U.S. economy, and that includes a pretty good jobs picture for the month of February. We're going to get a sense for the month of March later this morning, and to talk about what we might find, we've brought in NPR's Yuki Noguchi. Yuki, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So walk us through this. What trends we're seeing here? I mean, the February jobs report looked pretty good. What are we expecting to see in March?
Well, that was a bit of a surprise report because 236,000 new jobs were added, which is a significant improvement over the previous months. Expectations for March are not quite that good. The prediction is for 200,000 net new jobs and that the unemployment rate will remain where it is, which is 7.7%.
Still a lot of new jobs, not quite as many as February. It feels like we've been seeing this pattern. I mean, an economy consistently adding jobs, but nothing really game-changing.
Right. It reminds me of that children's story about the tortoise and the hare. Well, in this case, the job market is clearly the tortoise.
Going slow.
It is making progress, though. 3 years ago, our jobless rate was near 10%, so it's obviously moving ahead. I should mention, though, that there are a couple of things early this week that were sort of sobering on the job front. A private payroll survey known as ADP showed weaker growth than expected, and a couple of other reports showed layoff activity may be ticking up. Still, you know, every month we get these variations, and the underlying narrative has been slow and steady.
Well, is there in your narrative a hair in the story of the economy? I mean, are there some indicators that are just moving very quickly in the right direction?
Yeah, it's certainly a mixed story when it comes to the job market. I mean, the housing market has been very good. Prices have been going up, and that has been a very good thing for the economy because when you see more buying and selling and home price increases, you know, there's some real hiring that comes from that, whether it's construction or moving or retailers like hardware stores hiring. And you are seeing some of that. But, you know, there are some competing forces, headwinds. The sequester has been a significant one.
These are the automatic spending cuts in Washington.
Yes, the automatic spending cuts. Yes. Could reduce economic growth by 0.5%. But that's for the whole year. Not much is expected to show up in this March data. Analysts think that actually most of that sequester effect will take effect in summer and fall months. At the moment, it's just not really quite clear how the sequester is going to ripple through or whether the economy might have enough underlying strength that it won't have much of an effect. And one economist told me that it's possible that this wealth effect from the housing market could cancel out the effects of the sequester, but we just don't know.
Okay, so a housing market doing pretty well, it should be actually helping the job market, but the job market might be held back by the sequester, which is these automatic spending cuts that President Obama and Congress have put into place. How would these spending cuts that the government has in place hold back the job market?
Well, you know, one way that it could do that is, say, for example, defense cuts might inspire a defense contractor to hold back on hiring. The truth is we won't be able to isolate the effect of the sequester on the job market because it's not like there's going to be a line item in the monthly jobs report that shows us how many jobs were, you know, not filled because of the sequester. The way you might see it is if government workers are furloughed, for example, you might see that the number of people working part-time but wanting to work full-time go up. The Labor Department also tracks the average hours worked by Americans, and that could decrease. So it's not going to be easy to pinpoint exactly what the effects of the cuts will be on job growth, but we should see some effect in coming months.
All right. We'll talk again later once we get those numbers for March from the Labor Department. Yuki, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.
It's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.